Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Financial Freedom Radio. I am your host, David Kimball. Today, I am going to discuss budgeting categories, what they are, and why you need them. A bunch of different money-saving tips, and a little Q&A from readers out there. So, get equipped to save money, get out of debt, and live financially free with this edition of the Financial Freedom Radio. And I welcome you to the broadcast. Welcome all you new listeners and those of you from last week, my first edition. I trust you are enjoying it and you will continue to benefit greatly. You know, more people are subscribing to the Financial Freedom newsletter every week, and I'm very grateful for the time that you take out to read it and to listen to this broadcast. You keep me going, so keep sending in those questions, even testimonials of financial freedom breakthroughs you have had. Who knows, you could even wind up here on the radio show in an interview with me. Okay, maybe not that all exciting. But you will be helping others. Okay, so let's talk about budget categories, what they are, and why you need them. Effectively using personal budget categories will give you creative ways to save money around the home. A category is simply a name given to a certain type of spending, such as food, clothing, housing, entertainment, etc. When using the envelope budgeting system, each envelope is in its own category. When using a written or a computerized budget spreadsheet, however, your categories are put on a list to be easily referenced. On my website, I have a video that explains in detail the budgeting categories, each of them. So you may want to head on over there, go to the Making a Budget link, and down there under personal budget categories, there you go, a nice little video about the middle of the page. But in the meantime, let's see if we cannot give you a good audio picture of what these budgeting categories are and how they look. When you have a budget, you're listing your income and expenses. So we're going to concentrate on the expenses. You have such things as food and housing, and clothing and such. And under those, you can have different categories. Under housing, you can have maintenance and heating and electricity and miscellaneous stuff and kitchen stuff. Each one of those things I just mentioned is a separate budgeting category. These are the things when you purchased, you're going to list under each of these categories and keep track of your spending. Let me give you an example. We go to a grocery store and we buy some food. We come home, we put the receipt and we write it, the total amount, under the food category. Let's say we need a window in the house repaired. We go purchase that, and then that would go under the house maintenance category. So we have main categories such as food, clothing, housing, entertainment. And then we have the subcategories, house maintenance, electricity, maybe under food, eating out, or that could also go under entertainment. So are you seeing the picture here? Each category is simply an area of spending. Maybe you have debt payments, or miscellaneous, mortgage, or rent, that would go under housing, giving, gifts, etc. Now, you don't have to get all wild with this. About 12 to 15 categories will do. Just to get it kind of basic. There's a free worksheet on my website if you'd like to go grab one and download it. So just remember, these different personal budgeting categories simply help you keep on track. Keep your spending so you know from month to month what you're spending in each category. Why? Well, if you're spending more on food, you notice a trend of you're spending more there, you can simply try to figure out, okay, how can we reduce the amount of money we spend on groceries? Same thing with the telephone or with recreation, entertainment, clothing, and those kind of things. Now, if you notice that you're spending less than what you projected for in a category, maybe you can put less per month in that category and use the extra money somewhere else. So that's what's going on here. These different personal budget categories help you keep on track as long as you're using them. Now, don't simply just make a bunch of categories, put them on paper, and start writing numbers in. Actually use them to help keep you on track. Did that make sense? Okay. Okay, enough of that. Let's go ahead and move on to some great money-saving tips for you. I know these are always great ways to save a dollar here and there. Remember, each of those dollars do add up. Such as when you're cooking at home as opposed to eating out, it is a big way to save up some money. But if you are throwing away food at home, the benefits are reduced. If you have leftovers, do not allow them to end up in the trash. I know many times we have some leftovers we leave in the back of the refrigerator and they start growing little fuzzy little things off it. And I just think to myself, well, there's another dollar or two thrown away. And I just think it just adds up. I mean, $5, $10 a month, and there you have up, you know, $60 to $100 many times a year that you're just throwing away. If you have leftovers, do not allow them to end up in the trash. Many dishes freeze easily, which makes for fast dinners when you do not have the time to cook. You could easily eat leftovers for lunch the next day. If your house isn't insulated very well, you're probably wasting a lot of money on home heating and cooling. Insulating will have an upfront cost, but will pay for itself quickly. Drafts around windows and doors is solved with weather stripping, which helps to maintain the temperature of your home. Investing in fans, ceiling or portable, gives that cool feeling with a reduced use of the air conditioner. Spring and summertime's coming up, so you may want to think about that. Another of these many creative ways to save money is on electricity. This could be curtailed by turning off lights, televisions, computers, and other devices when you're not using them. Open curtains in the cold months to take advantage of the sunshine during the day. Close them in the summer mornings to keep the house cooler longer. And what about a programmable thermostat? Simple ones are about $20 and could pay for itself easily in the first month. Set it for about 81 to 82 degrees in the summer, and that's what we do. Try it for a month and then do the math to see the incredible savings over many months. Sound good so far? You may be thinking that these tips are obvious. Well, are you benefiting from them? Are you actually using money-saving tips? Once you grab a couple, you know, just hit the rewind button on your MP3 or whatever player you're using and write one down and just use one. You know what a great way to thing to do is? Implement one per week or even one every couple weeks. Just grab something new to save money on and work it out to where it feels comfortable for you and you're starting to save money. Then that becomes a new normal for you. So just pick one, then hit the target or get venturesome and integrate two of these at a time into your lifestyle. Once these are done, go on and discover some more easy ways and practical money-saving tips, such as doing yourself a favor and doing it yourself. Whenever you pay somebody else to do a service you can do yourself, you are unnecessarily spending money. This applies to small things such as purchasing coffee rather than making your own, in addition to bigger expenses such as home repairs. Do you buy coffee or a soda from a convenience store or coffee house en route to work in the morning? These really amount to a lot over time. Alternatively, make your own coffee. Buy soda in large bottles and then pour into smaller bottles to bring with you. Same thing applies to lunches. Rather than fast food, bring a sandwich or something to put in the microwave at work. Even if you start doing it once or twice a week, believe me, the savings are going to add up. Fixing things yourself is another great way to save some money. Even though we are not all good at every type of repair or maintenance job, most of us can fix a few things for yourself. Learn to change your own oil instead of paying someone else. If the house walls call for painting, look at getting friends and family to help instead of hiring a painter. Things such as these save noticeable amounts of money in good order. Have you thought any of yourself? Email me, let me know. Go find the contact link on the website. Shoot them in to me. When you get the newsletter, hit the reply and send me one. We'll put it here on the air. Again, not all of these are going to be outstanding for everyone, but pick one or two. Would you like some more? All right, here we go. I'll round this time out with some family vacation ideas. Home family vacation ideas are a great way to save when budgeting finances. Here are some ideas that maybe you can think about implementing. In the summer, go swimming where you've never swam before. Attend a local festival, a movie in the park, art exhibit, craft show, farmer's market, etc. I know it's not summer yet, but here's some things to start thinking about. If you have young children, have a park hopping day where you visit as many local parks in one day as you can. I'm out here in sunny California, up in the Central Valley area. We have many, even during the winter, many summer days, sunny days. Sunny days, not summer. Well, it's about 60s and 50s here. So for us, that's pretty decent weather. And I take my children to the park, and we'll have a picnic lunch and have a little fun when it's a bit warmer out there. So again, during the spring or summer, just start thinking, make a plan to go to the beach, go fishing. Here in the wintertime, put a huge puzzle together. Do some indoor activities. Read to each other. Listen to audio stories. Go to a nice restaurant that you've wanted to try. As long as every once in a while, you can be a little extravagant and have a little entertainment, have a little fun. Budgeting and saving money doesn't have to be stodgy and do nothing for years. You make a plan, you save for it, and then you just do it. You don't have to go far to take advantage of family vacation ideas. It's more of a state of mind. Create your own family adventure trip. While you may not be relaxing on a sandy beach, you can be sleeping in. You could be eating out, even if it's a dollar menu fast food place. Exploring some really cool places, all with a much smaller price tag. I hope you have enjoyed these money-saving techniques. Okay, time for a little Q&A. This question comes from Jill. She has a teenage son who wants to earn a little bit more money, and he's receiving an allowance from the parents. And she's just wondering, hey, how do I go about trying to get him some more income? Well, Jill, if your son is that ambitious, outstanding, it is time for some collaborative thinking with your son. With him, do some internet research and brainstorming, coming up with a list of things he is both capable of doing and wants to do but needs some skills. Then start emphasizing the need to start something now, and by the time he is 15, could have a very profitable business. He is 13 right now. Ditch the allowance. Phase it out nonchalantly. Say something like this to him. You know something, son? I made a mistake. An allowance is the wrong message I'm trying to send to you. It is the same as welfare, and you need to work for every penny you get in life. This is true when you become an adult, and it will be true in this house starting next month. Then have a list of jobs he can do for money, and make it real work, not just dusting or picking up the yard. We give $2 per hour to our children. They rarely use it, but spend most of their time trying to come up with their ways to start a business. Have they done it yet? No, but their mindset is where I want it to be. Jill, encourage your son for having the mindset and willingness to work. By taking it just a step further, you will be amazed at the transformation by the time he is 15 or 16. Thank you for your question. Here is another one. I am so far behind on a few of my credit card payments. How do I get caught up? I've explained my situation to the banks, but they say they can't do anything until I'm caught up on my payments. I'm thinking about not paying at all and settling the accounts when they go to collections. Ay, ay, ay. Listen, the first step is to figure out what got you to this point in the first place. When you can sit up straight, look in the mirror, and point the full blame on yourself, then you'll be ready to set yourself free from the bondage of late charges, interest, and out-of-control spending, the vicious cycle that has caused you, the borrower, to become a slave to the lender. Reducing credit card debt is easy by creating a personal budget, a personal spending plan. You are looking for quick credit card debt solutions. Chances are it has taken you years to get into the credit card debt lifestyle. So it should not be surprising that it could conceivably, I'll learn to say that word straight. Let's try it again. Conceivably take years to get out. Does this make sense to you? You've got to stop using credit cards. The first step in getting out of credit card debt is to stop going in. Get over to my website, get to the credit card link, and just start perusing. Ask some more questions. Make a commitment. Show that you are committed to getting out of debt and not just walking away. Don't do that. You can do this, okay? And so can all of you. For those of you who are just seem like you're just mired in the muck of credit card debt, you can do this. I believe in you. I know you can do it, and we can do it together. If you need a little help, just ask. Get on that spending plan. And again, it sounds like a broken record, but you can do it. Okay? All right. That wraps up this edition of the Financial Freedom Newsletter. I thank you for joining me. My name is David Kimball. Please go out and tell your friends about this. Let them know that this is available. Send them to the download page. Send them to the newsletter. I'm grateful for your support. And I'm grateful that each and every time I can help you save money, get debt free, and live a financially free life. You have a great day now. Bye-bye.